Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. Coming out tomorrow morning, and I don't know if you've noticed, but right here on Devil Radio, we've got live broadcasting 6 days a week, and then we replay Saturday and Sunday, you know, because sometimes the Packers play, and, you know, you can't fight the Packers. But anyways, new live programming beginning tomorrow morning. The Empowered Caregiver Show with Kristen Voss and Liza Hellenbrand. And I had the joyful experience of joining those two fine ladies for lunch today. And I know their first show is rolling out tomorrow morning. And they were a little nervous, I got to admit. But I think they did a fine job. A pre-recorded effort, this first one anyways. But try them tomorrow morning right here on Devil Radio. I believe it's playing on the Shaw as well. 9 a.m., the Empowered Caregivers. I didn't realize, and Evan, I know you played a part, you produced that show, but like 1 in 5 Americans are caregivers. I mean, it's an enormous number. It's like 17% of our population provides care to others. So I think it's a bigger topic than some realize. Apparently yours truly, I didn't realize. But now we're glad to offer another fine offering beginning tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, the Empowered Caregiver Show with Kristen Voss and Liza Hellenbrand. Please give them a listen. If you miss it Saturday, it plays out Sunday as well. And we got the Dane by Local show right here in Madison. We've got the Waukesha This Week show on the Shaw. And we've also got Pizza Box Mike. And I love Pizza Box Mike. I got some Pizza Box Mike hate mail this week. And I'm thinking, who doesn't love Pizza Box Mike? But anyways, he rolls out on noon on Saturdays. And he's got his own little cult following. He's very, very popular. And the Rock and Roll Boys, they do their things on Saturday nights. The Max Inc. Radio Crew, 6 to midnight. We do 6 hours of live local rock and roll and other types of music, primarily rock and roll, though. Gets a little heavier late in the evening. My pal Rocker is in his own rock band, Iron Plow, something like that. So they rock out a little later in the evening. As it gets later, they rock a little bit more. So tune in. You know, we unplug Saturday nights from the politics around here. The Max Inc. Radio Boys supporting local music, and they got a new Devil's Lair to take them in. We got 2 studios here in the world headquarters. This one is the Devil Radio, the Solidarity Realty Studios. It's our live studio. And then there's our rock and roll studio down the hallway. So I hope they're breaking that one in, if not this weekend, soon. Tune in. All the fine programming right here on Devil Radio. We know you will. But I've got a interesting sort of complimentary follow-up story talking about the right wing, you know, pardon me, and their support of Putin. Did I mention I had the lunch, sort of a late lunch with the ladies, the Italian, you know, if I repeat on the air, my pardons. There is a Milwaukee city attorney that is sort of following the Tucker Carlson example, and she's appearing on Russia Today. Now, Russia Today has been playing out the pro-Putin Tucker Carlson monologues, but she apparently is appearing of her own volition directly. Jennifer Breeden DeMaster, and they're calling her a legal analyst on the Russian Today television. Dan Bice took note. I'll share this story with you, our fair listeners. One of Milwaukee's assistant city attorneys went on the Russia state-controlled television network this week to opine on the lead up to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Her take, nothing to see here. Specifically, Assistant City Attorney Jennifer DeMaster told Russia Today that Russian President Vladimir Putin did nothing wrong by recognizing 2 breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine and then deploying troops there. Here's what she said on Tuesday. When people like Secretary of State Antony Blinken of the U.S. or British Prime Minister Boris Johnson or others, or President Joe Biden, come out and say, this is a clear violation of international law, that's simply not true. It is not a clear violation of international law because they cannot name an international law that this violates. You know, that was the one question I meant to ask of our fine guest in the last hour, James Santel. You know, if war crimes, if you invade another country, did you break a law? I kind of feel like you did, but DeMaster says no. And she's an assistant city attorney in Milwaukee, and she's appearing on the Russia Today telecast to make this point. DeMaster then said that Putin had done, what Putin had done, recognizing the so-called People's Republics of Donetsk and Luhansk, and then sending in peacekeeping forces was actually more in line with international law than imposing those troops in a disputed territory. But she didn't stop there. DeMaster was hired to a $72,000 a year city job in October, was asked if the conflict between Russia and Ukraine presented a threat to America's national security. Her answer, an emphatic no. There's no threat to U.S. national security, said DeMaster, who was listed as a legal analyst in the broadcast. We have lots of issues going on right here at home, and that are, in effect, a danger to national security. People in America realize, she said, the dispute in the Ukraine and Russia over the Donbas region's right to independence, that was as far as the issue went. I think the American people see through that far, far easier, DeMaster said. Ooh, she's a fine one. DeMaster drew attention months ago when the Journal Sentinel reported she had previously worked for organizations considered anti-Muslim hate groups. In 2020, she also wrote a book in which she argued that Islam is not a peaceful religion. Yeah, assalamu alaikum to you, my sister. Local faith leaders in Council on the American Islamic Relations, a national Muslim civil rights group, called on Milwaukee City Attorney Tierman Spencer to fire her. Spencer never acknowledged the request. DeMaster did not return phone calls this week, but she is a frequent commentator on Russia Today. And a little bit more from Dan Bice before we run out of time. So how exactly did the Midwestern municipal attorney with a slim resume and a law degree from a school founded by televangelist Pat Robertson land a spot on Russian Today, the Russian house organ justifying Putin's territorial ambitions? Well, as it turns out, this is not a one-off, a frequent flyer. Now, I've been on Fox News like four times. Russia Today, though, I'd have to think twice. Do I get borscht? And a car. Of course, I need a car. And a makeup. You know, because shiny head and all that kind of stuff. Come back, more Devils. You could be a part. 844-967-2789. Air them grievances here.